Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Hello again.
Hello.
You had a bit of a Neil Diamond thing going for a while, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I still do, actually. No, I beg your pardon. Yeah, I think Neil Diamond is absolutely weird. That's the only problem. If I was to pick a problem with Nova, it's that we don't play Neil Diamond. That's the only thing.
Yeah. In fact, to be fair, actually, Radio Nova wouldn't. I mean, despite the fact that you love working here and all that sort of stuff, musically, it's not necessarily fully in line with your own sort of personal taste.
No, I just think it's. I love all the Nova music. Don't get me wrong. I just think it's a little bit niche when it comes to my taste. I like to spread my musical knowledge a little bit thinner and wider. If you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like I just don't understand how us, the greatest, rock guitar music station in the world, don't include Michael Bolton. Like, what is wrong with that, you know?
Yeah. Especially since once upon a time he was quite a heavy rocker, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
And then he turned a corner and ended up in the middle of the road.
It's a bit like Samson. When you get a mullet, you can't be taken seriously anymore.
Yeah.
So I think he did that to himself and kind of wrecked it. And then there's like you were saying, like Neil Diamond, man. I defy anyone. He's just one of those people that people say, oh, Neil Diamond, so ridiculous. Yeah, but they're the same people who'll be like walking around the house all day going, forever in blue jeans. Yep, that's me and you, whatever the lyrics are in blue jeans.
Yeah,
you know?
And surely you get to a stage where all you have to do is live long enough and you have to get legendary status.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're entitled to it.
Pretty much.
Although, no, maybe I'm wrong. Because in fairness to Neil Diamond, at least while he was alive, he was banging out the albums and the hits and everything, right?
What do you mean while he was alive?
I mean, he is alive, but I mean...
You scared the bollocks out of me there.
I mean, did you see that video of him in the kind of concert thing that was done for him, or about him or something like that?
And he
actually joined in from one of the boxes in the theatre.
Oh, did he?
And stuff like that. It was a very good video. But anyway, yeah, no, he is still alive. At least at the time that we're recording this, he's still alive.
Hopefully he doesn't die tomorrow. That'll be a real Christmas
tragedy. That'd be a shocker, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's been banging it out the whole time. Whereas, say, one of your other musical heroes, Baltimora, probably only did it the once.
That was,
them living long enough might not make them legends.
What a song, though, Jim. In fairness, some things live forever. I was actually, I had one. I was, you know, I'm seeing someone sort of regularly new at the moment, you know.
Mm.
And we were having a big discussion the other day. You know, one of those, like, where are we going discussions, you know?
Oh, really? One of those relationship discussions?
One of those, discussions. Like, we're sort of new. It's not casual, but, you know, we're starting to get on. We're making plans. It's like, and as she was talking, Baltimora came on the radio, and she was gabbing away, chatting there, and literally as she was, her lips were moving, all I could hear was, and now I think we're going on holidays.
Wow.
So
you had a full Homer Simpson thing where you were looking at everything that was happening, but inside your head, it was Tarzan boy.
Yeah.
It was a lad in a loincloth.
Yeah, and like literally the lyrics, jungle beat, I'm flying through the trees like an ape. There is no stopping me. I'm alive.
Small note here to musical people. They may or may not be the lyrics.
Oh, well, Harry Beck is why they call me Jim. Don't confuse the other fool with him.
Yeah.
So that was that happened. And also now that I have you on this.
Right.
I'm in that predicament. I'm in that middle ground. So it's seeing someone new.
Right.
Christmas is coming.
Is this you actually coming to me for advice?
Yes.
Coming to your friend, your confidant, your mentor.
Absolutely.
Looking for advice.
Absolutely.
Oh, don't ask me. I'm shite at all that stuff.
Oh, shit. Well, maybe somebody else can send us messages on social, because it's that tricky period, your first Christmas going out with someone.
So what do you need to know?
It's your first Christmas going out with someone.
Right.
What sort of present are you supposed to get?
Oh,
you're going out 6 months. What's the present situation?
What level of a pro... Yeah.
What,
and you see, because you don't want to get it wrong. Because then the present that she gets for you, that could cause all sorts of problems.
I know, like,
it could be ridiculously expensive and make yours look shit.
Yes.
Or it could be fucking some free yolk she picked up somewhere and just thought, it's only casual here, have
that.
And then you're like, oh, Jesus.
A Yankee
she doesn't even like me.
Yeah, a Yankee candle and a bag of cans. And you're like, oh, Jesus, I'm after buying you this hand micro or something. because I panicked and I didn't know what to do. Yeah. And now I'm on a payment plan for the next 10 years, you know.
That is kind of weird,
so
isn't it?
It is that one. It's like your first birthday, your first Valentine's Day, you know, all these things come.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? How do
and
you handle it?
The thing about it is, as well as that, you think, well, okay, look, maybe the safe bet would be to get something really nice that, you know, bound to like it.
Exactly.
But then if it's too nice, it's like, oh my God, he's like really serious.
Yeah, yeah, you're like...
He's too... Oh my... He obviously is thinking like marriage and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I gotta ditch him straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's this intense and we're only together 6 months.
Yeah, yeah, Jesus Christ. Like, he's a bit full on, isn't he?
Yeah.
You get that...
Literally bought me a house. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel a little uncomfortable. Congratulations, here's our keys.
Yeah, exactly.
We're moving in together in January.
Yes, I have the baby names picked.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you a book of baby names.
And oh my God, imagine that. I swear to honestly, please do that.
Yeah.
Please do that.
Imagine.
And set up your camera. Handing over and making her open it.
Yeah.
I got you this. And it's a book of baby names.
It's a book of baby names. And two keys for a house. A key to me gaff.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
And you can take them trousers off. You won't be using them anymore. Yeah. No, no. No partner of mine is going to go to work like some commoner. You won't even need to leave the house again. You know, just go full weirdo on it.
That's, yeah.
Full
weirdo.
I mean,
the present buying thing at the best of times is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, no matter how long you're... I mean...
And it never gets easier, you know, because it's... first of all, it's the tricky, what's the balance? And then you set the standard once and you shoot yourself in the bollocks. And then you have to do that all the time. So one year you go, you know, something... Yeah, because we all have one good year. You know,
yeah.
that year. That
one time you actually got it right.
That fucks us. That fucks you up forever. Because
yeah.
You're there going, I'm getting her a holiday and a bike and a gym membership. Yeah, that's what she wants. Well, maybe not a gym membership. That's too suggestive. But a holiday and a bike and, you know, and I don't know, whatever else you're into. And then, you know, then the following year, you're there going, right, I've got about enough for a jumper.
Yeah.
And a scarf.
Yeah.
And the selection box. And you start going, really, I don't know how this is going to work, you know. And then that's when you start doing the whole, now listen, don't go mad, you don't need to be getting me out and big this year. You always spoil me, you don't need, I want one small thing, that's all I want.
Yeah.
Don't be, just get me a half bottle of whiskey out of the petrol station. Or, you know, a couple of bars of chocolate. That's all I need. I don't want anything.
Yeah, because you can't even trust that. You can't trust that don't get me anything or, look, you know, leave us. We won't do presents this year. You know what I mean? Because if you do trust that, that's the one time Christmas morning comes around and you're pottering around, happy as Larry, and then it's, there you go, happy Christmas. What?
Yeah.
I thought we weren't doing. Yeah, I just got you a little something. It's no big deal. I just got you a little something.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, it doesn't matter. No, it's fine. And then it just, you know, it's fine. Basically, so, yeah. No, just you're a, you know, an unromantic, mean spirited soul.
No. I was actually planning on getting you Chinese every night for a month, starting today. What a coincidence! Amazing. So yeah, I've ordered it and all already.
I was just going to say the only thing you can resort to is, well, it hasn't arrived.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting for
it.
You
won't believe it.
Christmas post.
I mean, fucking Jim told me his mates could get you a telly, and he said that I'd wait for the wholesalers. And then
do I get the blame for everything that happens in your life?
Oh, everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, everything. Yeah. Oh.
Wow. I suppose I get dragged in when you want to break up with somebody, do you? Listen, don't get me wrong. I love you. I think you're the best thing that ever happened to me. But Jim said that we don't have a future.
Jim's just like, he doesn't like you. He doesn't like you. I don't know. I spend every day with the man. I can't.
Yeah,
you know.
I can't listen to him giving out about you all the time.
He says you're a gee bag and all. I was like, that's outrageous. You shouldn't be saying words like that about any woman. He's like, I don't care. I don't care. Get rid of her. So I'm like, unfortunately, that has to go, yeah?
God, I'm going to be randomly walking down a street one day. I'm going to get accosted by some woman you've broken up with.
Oh.
How dare you? I loved him.
Yeah. Oh, why didn't you call me back? Jim's weird. He gets paranoid and he gets jealous, you know. I couldn't. If he saw me texting you when we were talking, you know, that's just like... And then I forget. I can't keep up, you know.
Fucking hell, that wouldn't surprise me.
There's a lot of maintenance in Jim McCabe, you know. A lot of maintenance. Imagine... If only everybody knew, it's actually the other way around. Jim comes in here every day. I came in a couple of weeks ago. It was my favourite moment ever from working on this show. Because Jim always gets in before me. But there's a screen in the hall that points a camera into the studio. And Jim was sitting here waiting for the show to start with his head in his hands. sitting there at 10 to 6 in the morning with his head in his hands, just leaning
forward. I'm sure that was just, it could have been anything. I could have been, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I might have been just rubbing me head.
And the thing is, he was just leaning forward with his head in his hands, like, oh, fucking, just... Oh, Jesus. He's going to be here in a minute. And then when you walk in, there's automatic lights go off. So he always knows I'm coming.
Yeah.
So the automatic... And then the automatic lights go off. And then he's like sitting up straight with that hand in the air. Morning! I'm like, don't you? You didn't fool me. I saw you. I saw you holding your head in your hands.
Never.
Feeling the exhaustion.
Never. Although, anyway, anything could have been happening then, considering you were literally lying on the sofa one morning and I didn't even see it.
That was a mental thing. That video's still up on their socials, yeah.
Yeah, that was... I mean, one of two things here, right? Either you would make an unbelievably good spy.
Yeah.
Right, or I am the shittest, most unobservant human being that has ever walked the earth.
Yeah, but I definitely wouldn't be a good spy. Definitely not. Imagine me being a spy. Who would I be spying on?
Oh. It was just, what was brilliant about it was when you looked up. You were actually looking up to say good morning.
I was
morning,
looking right at you, like a dog sitting in the bed.
Waiting for me to turn around going, what are you doing here, or whatever.
And you just looked right out over me and turned around and went to walk away.
Yeah. It's a very bizarre thing.
And I'd never be a spy. Imagine me trying to, like, hanging around with Orange Men or something. Yeah. Hello.
Why would you be spying on Orange Men?
No, I'd be in there. Oh. I'd be sent in there by the Irish Republican Volunteers of United Ireland or something. And I'd be sent in, I'd be hanging around with the Orange Men going, ah, how are you? Ah, yeah. Yeah. Fuck the Irish. Hey, oh, I hate those paddies.
Sorry, what lodge are you from?
I am from Jaffa Cake Lodge 430. I'm here to join you boys because I hate Catholics and woo. Yeah, you wouldn't catch me eating those Jesus crisps. No, not me. That's right.
I love anything orange, me.
Yeah.
I tell you something, a Terry's or a Jaffa or anything at all.
Has anyone got one of those alcoholic Fantas that we could have a celebration? Ooh, who plays the flute?
You're right. I tell you, they'd never notice.
You'd
nailed on as
a spy.
The thing
is, half of them wouldn't. They'd be just, as long as he says he hates people, he's in.
Right, I tell you what, let's give you a few of the best bits from the show during the week. There was we had good crack during the week, actually. There was all sorts of stuff going on. In fact, one of the bits that we're going to play for you is actually, believe it or not, from the week before, right?
Yes.
Because just the way the timings work out, a lot of the time, some of the stuff we do on a Friday sends to, it kind of slips Monday, under the radar.
Yeah, it goes unnoticed, but we had a great bit of crack talking about cheese, of all things.
Cheese, of all things. And I tell you something, like, you would never assume where a conversation about cheese could go. It went there. Also, something that is a big deal for our PJ is the idea of being late. Yes, I know you're out there thinking, but hang on a second, Jim. Hasn't PJ been late on a number of occasions?
Once or twice.
No, he stands on the rock of timeliness, don't you?
Punctuality is very important to me.
Yeah, so we had a little story about people being late. Also, there was the humble bragging came up on the show during the week.
Yeah.
Specifically, I won't give you the full details of it, but, you know, we felt it was something that Irish people could possibly excel at.
Yeah, I think so. It's the only way we'd ever know how to brag, I think.
Exactly. The only way we'll ever be able to accept a compliment.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Via the root of a humble brag. And then also, with Christmas approaching, naturally enough, there was a bit of chat about potential presents and stuff and the dangers of technology, particularly if you're of a certain age.
Yeah, kind of, it turns out our age, really, to be honest. But you'll hear more about it.
Oh, well, listen, we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
The old thing has come up again, cheese. If you eat cheese at night, you get nightmares. You know, this sort of thing.
Yeah.
This rumour that's been going around. By the way, there is literally not one shred of scientific evidence to say that this is an actual thing.
What does science know?
What does science know? Egypt's.
What does science know compared to a lad in a pub or a granny sitting there telling you?
Exactly. Or an internet. An internet.
They are the most trustworthy people. Yeah. I always believe in internet, whatever he tells me.
Yes, I do all my goggling on the internet these days. Or an internet forum is what I should have said. Maybe I had too much cheese last night. I've been all over the place today. And then this discussion has started and they're saying, they're trying to get to the bottom of it. What are the top five cheeses that you should stay away from before you go to bed? Because let's face it, Jim, this is strong stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you wouldn't willfully want a nightmare. Sure, you wouldn't.
No, well, you wouldn't.
Well, you might, because you love horror movies and everything. You'd probably be into it, but...
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be terrified. Like not like these head cases who eat a full block of cheddar or a half block of cheddar and go to bed. Apparently, the number one nightmare-inducing dairy product that there is out there is cheddar cheese, and that's closely followed by mozzarella. And then brie.
How do you mean? So that's the one that will most give you nightmares?
That's the potent one. Right, so that's the heroin of cheese, right? That's the heroin. That's the one. You get into that.
That's a class A cheese.
That's the class A heroin. That's the one that the IRA were selling cheddar and all years back ago to make money to turn it into diesel and all.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fact. And
does it matter the source? You know, whether it's Kilmeaden or
doesn't Lumen. Seem to. It's just lethal. Look, I'm surprised we haven't seen the Sunday World doing the cheese drug bust.
Nicola Tallant revealing.
Nicola Tallant, yeah. Cheese dealers in County Offaly have been found where a cow was wearing a balaclava. Being milked illegally in a shed. So there's all of that. And then
a local cheese gangster known as Fromage J has...
I really want to see the crime line reconstruction of the illegal cheese ring getting busted, you know. And then they say mozzarella is the second most potent, so I guess that's crack.
Oh my God,
that's crack. Like that's the one that you'd see like all the guards. I know mozzarella was.
I don't know now. That might be. No. To be honest with you, but mozzarella, because it's a bit posh, that might be the cocaine.
You're right, actually.
That might be the upper crust.
I think you're right. I think you've hit the nail on the head. You know. As is brie. Brie is the third one. Oh, that's the cocaine.
Right. That's,
the champagne drug of the middle classes, essentially, isn't it? They're all out there.
Is that what they're saying?
You can't even get brie without a cracker. You can't eat. You have to be like, have you got some water crackers, man? I'm feeling like a big night out. You know, it's all that sort of stuff, yeah.
So are they saying that nightmares are a bit like, you know, hallucinating after cheese?
Essentially,
so
that's...
So it's getting you off your head, isn't
it? Yeah. And then there's all these rows going on about it. And this guy's saying... You might say, people need to be aware of Emmental, says Nigel in Norwich.
That even sounds druggy, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Emmental was discovered with a street value of €1,000.
Have you got any E, man? Ecstasy's gone out. No, E, like Emmental. Yeah, have you any of that?
Yeah, just Emmental, man. You know what I mean? I feel like dancing. Red Leicester. One lad had a chunk of Red Leicester before he went to bed. Whoa.
Wow.
What was he thinking?
A five spot of Red Leicester, that'd put you right over.
Yeah. Even Russians could take that and not. You know, that's unbelievable. Like, incredible stuff.
Somebody wants to know, are easy singles the gateway cheese?
They are.
As in the weed. They're the weed of cheese.
Yeah, they're like skins. You put the tobacco in the middle and you roll them up and smoke them. Yeah.
By the way, do not do drugs, people. Do not do drugs.
No, don't do drugs.
Do
or cheese.
Yeah. Do cheese.
And do cheese responsibly. This is
the
thing.
That's true.
Know the cracker that's one too many. You
well,
know?
Exactly.
Know the cheese that's one too many. Don't go home and think to yourself, I'm going to have a big night in with the feta and start going, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That starts so simple. It's such a game. You put it on a salad. And then you have a nice dream, a romantic dream, whatever. Before you know it, you're eating halloumi sticks at 4 o'clock in the morning. Trying to set fire to the bottom of it.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Christmas very fast approaching. This is the time now when lots of people like us, for example, will start to panic about what to buy in terms of Christmas presents or whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of times technology can be a good way out. You know, there's new phones, there's game things, there's
for most of us,
there's gadgety things. You know, fitness related yokes, and there's all sorts of techie kind of solutions. You just have to be careful who you buy them for.
Yeah, I know, and a lot of older people are really they still struggle desperately with the new technology and how fast it changes. So we're being asked again, please be patient, and you know, if people are struggling with technology, to sort of help them through it a little bit. Or you know,
because the other thing at Christmas as well is you might get the old you know, if people can't visit in person, you know, maybe they're on the other side of the world or whatever, might try and do the old Zoom thing or...
Yeah. Oh, my God. Have you ever had a
Zoom? Or the FaceTime on the phone or, you know.
Yeah. Do you ever have a Zoom call with a pensioner? It's one of the most... it's incredible. Some pensioners are brilliant. But like, you show my ma that, she go, why are my grandkids on the television? It's not the television. It's just talk to them. They can't hear me if they're on the television. It's not the television. Just talk to them, you know.
Yeah. The other one is the classic kind of, it's FaceTime. You FaceTimed somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. They just view it as a phone call. So you get basically a screen of their ear.
Holding their ear, yeah.
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 For the duration.
Yeah. Or you're on loudspeaker and they're holding it to your ear. And everyone in the room can hear it. You're like, you know, can you hear me? Everyone in the room can hear this entire conversation, you know. And it's just one of those things that they're just not tech savvy. One in five over 60s, they say, haven't a clue what's going on when it comes to technology.
Yeah.
I'd say, I don't know. In my experience now, that's a sort of conservative estimate. Because we're getting bad enough.
Well, I was just about to say, like, to be honest with you, this, I mean, the idea of categorising it as OAPs,
yeah.
I mean, there's a few of us on the way there that are, you know, some of the stuff. Like, could you honestly say that you know every kind of button in relation to the technology you use, whether it's everything your phone can do or everything your blooming washing machine can do,
are
or
you
your
joking?
Microwave can do?
I can't even use my own phone and it recognises my face. I can't even operate. But I don't know what's going on most of the time.
I'd say
I can't use a remote control properly.
Do you know the way, like, say with phones, for example, you're constantly getting this stuff through about new things they can do. Do you want to, you know, the tips or whatever?
Yeah.
And, you know, your phone can do that. Or if you want to go there quickly, you just do this or whatever. I'd say that more than half of that never gets used.
Never. And young people saying, if you just look, you just put it on camera and you point it at that funny looking square, right? And when you point it at the square, you'll see a word come up on the camera. I'm there, what is it? or you get like Jim. Jim is brilliant. You hear Jim. And he sits down there with his phone, right? Between some songs, I don't know what he's doing, correspondence or social media or whatever. But he's like literally sitting there with his phone. No one, not talking to him. What in the name of Jesus? How the hell? Oh, for God's sake, what's he saying to me here? Hello? No, Jesus. I just got to. Is that ringing now? What's going on?
I tell you where I.
And you're like, you're talking to the. Who is on the phone,
and,
Jim?
And the amount of times, right, that we'll go to do something on social media, and I literally have to go, Clint, how do you get that thing where you get, you know, and you'd get the tag in it, and then it puts, you know, and Clint has to literally stand up my shoulder going, now, see that one there? Press that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? And then do the copy and paste of that into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Very embarrassing.
They're like, the gym is there. How do you do the thing where you put your picture on the internet? And you're like, well, you're not going to do it through that app. That's your bank account.
Hang on a second. If we want to have people struggling with technology, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to the one great PJ Gallagher, who was once trying to do a straightforward online banking procedure, as I remember.
I was going mad. Everyone's there. Do the online banking. It's so much easier. It's the best thing. You just clickety, clickety, click. It's grand. And then I rang the bank because I was like, I can't figure this out. I can't. I'm trying to put this money over here. And she goes, yeah, okay. And she's talking me through it. And then she goes, and what currency are you trying to change it into? I went, what? And she goes, what currency are you trying to change it? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. She goes, you're in the currency changing part of the website. I was there. I don't want to change it. I don't want change.
Yeah.
She's like, no, not change. I'm not talking about giving you change. Yeah. Or change it into. I was like, oh, no, I just want to put it in the...
In me savings.
In the savings. Like, having a clue.
And then, of course, there was the time where you had to remove your PlayStation from a wall in Dunleary, having lost your mind with it.
That's true. I couldn't figure out how to do the online gaming. I'm 3 days trying to get on to play online games so you can play people all around the world.
Yeah.
And then they finally get on and an eight-year-old shoots me up the arse and I just threw it through the wall.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
And now one of the things that regular listeners to the show will know, of course, is that PJ Gallagher, one of his greatest pet peeves, one of the things that irritates him the most...
Yeah,
it's poor timekeeping.
I hate it.
You do hate it. Now,
mind you, I was late last week.
I was just going to say the only person that's ever been late for the show on multiple occasions is. But anyway,
twice ever in 8 years. Come on,
I think you might need to do a bit of work on the mats there. But anyway, leaving that aside.
I hate it. I hate people being
late. You do.
Late.
You pride yourself on the idea. You think that
I do.
Even on time in your book is late.
Is late. I really do. If you're if you're supposed to do something at 9, you have to be there at 10 to 9. Minimum 5 to. You have to be. Like, you know. And all
like, say, for example, if you had to start the show at 6.
Yeah.
You'd have to be there.
Yeah, that's different. But, like, you know, I'm just saying that, generally speaking, as a general rule of thumb.
Yeah.
You know, because these people who say, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm just running a bit late, I'm sure you don't mind. I do bleed mind. Like, you know, you never keep a doctor waiting or a judge waiting or you never miss an airplane. You never miss a holiday. You never miss, you know, you're always turning up for your own wedding or whatever. And then it's just you don't value my time. That's all
exactly.
That is.
It's disrespectful.
It is disrespectful, yeah.
To assume that saying 8 o'clock means, sometime before 9.
Yeah. You're going, get over it, you Jaffy. Anyway, like, and that's the problem, right? But now they're saying that actually being fashionably late, you know the old term, fashionably late, they're saying it actually is cool and it has a really good effect on a room, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
So apparently they've done this, you know, these social studies and all that they do, and they've been watching human behaviour, and apparently when somebody arrives into a room late, they get, obviously, all the attention turns to them, who's walking in there, whatever.
Yeah.
But if that person walks in late and with confidence, It seems that people in the room, they start to sort of mimic the body movements of the person who was late.
Really?
And also they generally conversation turns into about the late people. So everyone starts to talk about them. Like, oh, wonder where they got that jacket. Where's the deadly pair of shoes or something? Or
So it's not sort of, what time do they call this then, huh?
Not really. And apparently you've got a 90-minute window. So if there's
90?
If it's a party or a social occasion, if you arrive anywhere like between whatever half an hour and 90 minutes late, then people sort of see this, oh, look at this cool, doesn't know how to read the clock character. That's what they'd be saying though.
Yeah,
they'd be like, oh, look at this, this guy's too cool for punctuality and time. So
it's the idea that the kind of, that confidence is like the party will wait for me.
Yeah,
it won't get started until I arrive anyway.
Yeah, let's face it, it's just vol-au-vents and cheap champagne until I get there. And there's a bit of that, so they say fashionably late really is a thing.
I mean, fashionably late, like, the fact that it goes to 90 minutes, I would have thought sort of 15, 20, would have thought that was maybe you'd get that in under fashionably late, but an hour and a half later.
Yeah.
Imagine showing up, I assume it must be for multiple gatherings.
Yes.
Like, you can't show up for a date an hour and a half late and expect to get away with the old, I'm just being fashionably late.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm fashionably late. I do, but I hope you know you're paying. Yeah, I don't think that's going to cut the...
Right, so it has to be a vast gathering.
Yeah, big gatherings, like,
and then you go in and you make an entrance.
Yeah, you make a grand entrance, you know. Send in your other half for them to walk in and go, Mr. Jim McCabe is about to enter.
You know, can I have your attention, please? Would everybody look to the door?
Jim McCabe is about to enter. You know, yeah. Wouldn't you love to do that?
Yeah.
Walking into a bank even, or a post office.
Because the weird thing about it is with all sorts of parties, and obviously you're coming into Christmas party season or whatever, style now, but it's trying to judge, isn't it? There is it's sort of a window, apart from the fashionably late business.
Yeah, it's...
There is a window where if you're too early... If you're like almost...
That's me all
right,
the time. That's me.
Then you just look needy.
Yeah, and
you look a bit needy.
And you're sitting on your own, looking around, and people are coming over going, are you all right, sir? Yeah, I'm all right,
Yeah. Versus if you're completely late, and to be honest with you, everybody else is totally incoherent at that stage.
Yeah, they don't care.
And you're just lost.
You're ignored.
And you end up bored.
Yeah, exactly. I've spent at least a 1 year of my entire 47 years waiting for people to turn up. At least that.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm always on time.
Yeah.
It drives me up the wall. Oh, you know what I mean? I'm not late, am I? You know those people?
Yeah.
How's it going, Chez? I'm not late, am I? Yeah, you are. Yeah, I'm after, of course you're late. I'm starving. I told you.
Or the best ones are, you know, when it's, if you 8 o'clock, somebody got 5 past. Where were you? You were late. Not late.
What are you talking
about? It's only 5 past.
It's only 5.
Yes, that's 5 minutes late.
That's 5 minutes late, you tosser. That's 5 minutes late. Do you know what I mean? You're like, that is literally the definition of, like, or these other jokers, you know. So, right, I'll call up to around 12-ish.
Oh, yeah.
What's 12-ish? What's ish about 12?
Yeah.
There is no ish.
Does that stretch to a quarter past?
Yeah, there's a minute to or a minute past. What's 12-ish? You know, how about you know yourself? Might be midday, might be midnight.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I think I've heard a lot of humble brags, right?
Right.
And I think that a lot of them come from the same area, which is kind of... Well, couples, I'll say.
Yeah.
So there's this woman, she's on that mum's net thing, you know. Yeah. Me, I do be browsing the old mother's...
yeah, I'm starting to get worried about you. You get a lot of stories from mum's net.
Well, you know, it's where the gossip is, Jim. It's where the gossip is.
Anything you want to tell me? You're not, kind of, you know.
Well, expecting.
With child.
Not just yet.
Right.
Trying the natural way. So this... what? So there's a...
He has been trying hard.
Well, you know, I was working on it.
I'd be exhausted hearing the stories.
Oh, you were exhausted hearing the stories. Oh, God.
Anyway.
So there's a woman here, and she's saying that she's... Every time she goes out, she says, oh, is this weird to everyone? It's just every time I go out with my husband... I mean, he's a very good-looking guy, and he's so nice, and he's very approachable. And no matter when we go out, he keeps getting approached by other women, and they tell him he's very good-looking, and he dresses so well, and they come up with those old chat-up lines like, do I know your face from somewhere? Oh, my God. Luckily, I don't mind, because I'm so sure he's as faithful as an old sheepdog, she says.
An old sheepdog?
Yeah, so I really don't mind that these other women are kind of throwing themselves at him. I do find it a bit odd, though, that the women would do it. But would you find it weird, you know?
So this is her humble brag.
It's
as
a
in,
humble brag.
Yeah, I married a really hot guy.
Yeah, and what
who's
she
said, devoted to me.
And she's dressing it up as, oh my God, it's so annoying. I mean, we can't even go for a pint without people just literally tripping over themselves. It's mad, you know.
Wow.
And it's literally just bragging. That's all it is.
It's an opportunity to tell everybody, hey, you know how good I am?
Yeah.
Look what I bagged.
It is. It's like when you see parents and they're going, oh, I don't know what's wrong with my young fella. I really don't. He's not right, you know. I just can't stop him studying. He wants to be a doctor. He's 12. Oh, God. He has my heart broken, he does.
Yeah.
He has my heart broken. Do you know he knows the words of every bone in the human body? He's actually performed a cardiosectomy on two cats at the stage. Oh, I wish he'd take up some GAA or something like that.
Yeah, but then you get the ones who are like, I'm run off my feet. I mean, he, you know, because he keeps, like, he's picked for all the teams, so I have to drop him everywhere. Like, and they wouldn't play without him because he's captain of all of the school
sides. Even the Camogie Club rang and says, because he play up front. I says, you can't. That's literally against the rules now. Come on. And there's only 6 days in the week, you know. So, well, just 7 days in the week. You know what I mean?
A good humble brag.
Oh, there's some people like
some people do turn it into an art.
Yes, oh, they're spectacular at it. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's normally family stuff. That's what I found anyway. Like, it's my friends with kids.
Although you would get the old humble brag in the job thing. You get the people who kind of like, you know, oh, no, stop, sure, I'm worked off my feet because. Well, just, look, to be honest with you, it's just that the place, well, without me, just grinds to a halt, you know what I mean? And so, I just can't get a minute to myself.
Mm. Yeah. I think, to be honest, that's probably true in your case. Do you know? I'm just saying, if you said,
no, I meant in a proper
that lazy
job.
Oak does nothing, I have to do everything, and well, the places,
what
I think
be,
that would probably be...
What would be your go-to humble brag then?
Well, I don't know. What is my humble brag? I don't know what it is. That'd be it. Yeah, I go. It's still my head in actually going into work. I have to say, I've had enough of it. I'm gonna have to have a word with Jim. I mean, he literally does everything for me. Everything. He comes in. He's like,
what?
Would you like to take my porridge? I says, Jim, stop it. I can feed myself, thanks. You know. And then chocolate arrives. I'm trying to lose weight. I didn't pay for this. I didn't ask for this. I say, you're sending me all these gifts. I didn't ask for this. It's unbelievable. It's very hard.
Everybody just seems to want to do everything for me.
They just keep on.
It's like I'm some sort of weird celebrity or something.
It's unbelievable. I can't. Anyway, I'll have a word with Jim about it, but he really is. He's all over me.
This is Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova.
So there you go, folks. Some of the bits from during the week on Morning Glory. So we're heading into Christmas week. Like the next time we do this,
yeah,
it'll be the final one before Christmas.
It will.
It's going to be Christmas week now for when most of the people are listening to this.
Yes.
Like, are you? Is it? You know, is the old Christmas week going to be its usual sort of joyous celebration of fizziness and jingly janglyism for you?
Well, yeah. I guess it's going to be quiet. Let's be like,
yeah.
I actually don't have any plans at the moment. So
yeah, because like the other football will be back. The World Cup will be over.
The World Cup will be over.
You'll be looking forward to the other football.
Yeah, Stevens' day.
I assume you haven't got a present in the wide world. Based on our earlier conversation, you haven't got a present bought.
No.
If it's any consolation, nor have I.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. At least we can both blame you.
Great.
That's great. Yeah. Maybe I'll just go up north and do me thing.
Like bring her back a sash?
I mean, bring her back a sash. Oh, there's a bowler hat for you. You'd look. Banging in a bowler.
She might think you're into weird carry on.
What a weird sex kink that'd be.
Just wear the bowler hat.
Yeah, you into stockings and suspenders? No, I'm into bowler hats and sashes.
Yeah,
and white gloves.
Quite appropriate for a clockwork orange, really, isn't it?
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's a homage to the movie.
Yeah, ooh, aye. Yeah, anyway, I'm gone too weird now, so right. We best leave it.
Save it all up for the next one. Right, enjoy it, folks.
Happy Christmas.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.